Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Ever-Evolving Landscape of Business Communication, The First Minute, How to Start Conversations That Get Results, by Chris Fenning, serves as a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of initiating conversations in a professional setting. As the first installment in a series dedicated to enhancing business communication skills, this book tackles one of the most daunting aspects for many professionals, the opening minute of a conversation. Fenning, with his extensive experience in business communications, distills nuanced strategies into practical advice, ensuring readers are equipped to make a positive and impactful first impression. Whether you're networking, pitching an idea, or initiating a crucial team discussion, the first minute provides the tools necessary to engage your audience from the start, setting the tone for a productive dialogue. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of the first minute. Chris Fenning emphasizes the critical role the initial 60 seconds play in any conversation, particularly in a professional context. This segment of the conversation sets the stage for everything that follows, influencing the listener's openness, attitude, and receptiveness to the speaker's ideas. Fenning outlines key strategies for harnessing this critical time frame, including the use of specific language patterns, tone, and body language to establish credibility and engage the listener. Understanding the psychological aspects of first impressions and how they impact professional interactions is crucial for anyone looking to improve their communication skills. Through practical examples, Fenning demonstrates how mastering the first minute can lead to more productive meetings, successful negotiations, and stronger professional relationships. Secondly, structuring your opening remarks. One of the core strategies detailed by Fenning involves structuring opening remarks to grab attention and convey your message effectively. He advocates for a clear, concise approach that quickly informs the listener of the conversation's purpose, context, and intended outcome. This methodology not only aids in keeping the conversation focused, but also boosts the speaker's confidence by having a roadmap to follow. Fenning offers templates and frameworks within the book, helping readers construct compelling openings for various scenarios. This skill is especially beneficial for those tasked with leading meetings, pitching ideas, or any situation where making an immediate impact is crucial. Thirdly, active listening and engagement. While the book's primary focus is on initiating conversations, Fenning does not underestimate the power of active listening and its role in engaging conversations. He explores techniques for showing engagement and encouraging dialogue, such as paraphrasing, asking open-ended questions, and using nonverbal cues. These tactics not only demonstrate attentiveness, but also build rapport and trust between the speaker and the listener. Active listening transforms conversations from monologues into dialogues, fostering a collaborative environment where ideas can flourish. Fenning's insights into active listening prove invaluable for professionals seeking to improve their interpersonal relations and achieve better outcomes from their conversations. Fourthly, handling anxiety and building confidence. Initiating conversations, especially in high-stakes business environments, can be daunting. Fenning addresses this challenge directly, providing readers with strategies to overcome anxiety and build confidence. From practical tips on preparation and practice to mental conditioning techniques, he covers a broad spectrum of tools that can help individuals approach conversations with greater assurance. The mental aspect of communication is often overlooked, yet Fenning highlights its significance, offering advice on maintaining a positive mindset and managing physical symptoms of nervousness. For many, this section of the book will be transformative, changing how they perceive and approach conversations. Lastly, the role of technology in conversations. In today's digital age, technology plays a pivotal role in business communications. Fenning touches on this aspect, exploring how digital tools and platforms can both aid and complicate the art of conversation. He provides guidelines for choosing the right medium for your message, considering factors like urgency, formality, and the complexity of the information being communicated. Furthermore, Fenning offers tips for adjusting conversational strategies to suit virtual environments, where nonverbal cues are less observable and distractions more prevalent. This topic is especially relevant, offering crucial insights for professionals navigating the hybrid work models that have become common in the wake of the global pandemic. In conclusion, The First Minute, How to Start Conversations That Get Results, is an essential read for professionals across the spectrum, from junior team members aiming to make their mark to seasoned leaders striving to enhance their communication skills. Chris Fenning offers a toolbox of strategies to not only start conversations effectively, but to continue them in a way that fosters collaboration, innovation, and results. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals who regularly engage in negotiations, team briefings, sales pitches, or any scenario where impactful communication is key. Readers will find the practical advice and real-world examples provided by Fenning to be invaluable aids in navigating the complexities of professional interactions, ultimately leading to improved outcomes in their business endeavors. If you would like to support Chris Fenning, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. See you